Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
They really have a quarterback controversy in Philadelphia, which is where we start with Peter King from Good Morning Football. Football Morning in America. I'm going to get it right, Pete. I've got Good Morning Football, Football Morning in America, Monday Morning Football. I apologize. Football Morning
in
America.
No problem, Dan. Hey, Dan, listen. I don't think the Eagles have a quarterback controversy. What's the controversy? Play Jalen Hurts. Seriously.
Okay.
I thought that was the funniest thing of the weekend when Doug Peterson said after the game, and again this morning on WIP, oh, I really haven't decided or I haven't made up my mind. Doug, let me tell you something. You're not going to be allowed on the team plane to Phoenix on Saturday if you say that Carson Wentz is your quarterback Sunday in Glendale, Arizona.
Here is Doug Peterson, and he won't commit to who his starter is.
Is Jalen your starter next week? And if so, what will the challenge be, you know, now that more tape is out on him?
I'm going to enjoy this one. I'm going to go home and relax and be with my family tonight and enjoy this win and get ready for the week.
Oh, you know, you have all this momentum. You're feeling good. I don't know. Maybe this is gamesmanship, Pete. Maybe he doesn't want to let Arizona know that they might have to get ready for a running quarterback.
No. Dan, Arizona knows. Arizona knows Jalen Hurts is playing. It's just that everybody in the Philadelphia Eagles organization, players, coaches, are walking on eggshells with Carson Wentz. I mean, seriously, if I'm Carson Wentz today, you can't go in the facility, but I'll do a phone call with because Monday and Tuesday facilities are closed around the league. But I do a phone call with Doug Peterson and said, you know, stop being maniacally concerned with my feelings. I'm not a pane of glass. I understand this guy played great. You got to play him. Good. Let's go and win. And I don't know whether he's going to do that or whether he would do that. But the rest of this, I don't know. There was such – this is the biggest win this team has had in a year.
Yeah.
And it was almost like they tied. I mean, where was the emotion and the, yeah, baby. Oh, we're back in it. If we win this week and Washington loses, we're a half game out of first place. And Washington's coming to our place in week 17. Hey, look, they're trying to be respectful to Carson Wentz. I appreciate that. But, you know, it's you got to play this kid the rest of the way and see what you have.
What kind of trade market is there, will there be for Carson Wentz?
I think I will be surprised if the Indianapolis Colts are not interested in him. And to what degree, I don't know. It's hard for me to say what his value would be. Would it be a low one? Would it be two twos? I don't know. You know, in the quarterback business, Dan, and again, I am not comparing him at all to Josh Rosen. But Josh Rosen was drafted number 10 1 year, and then he was traded for the 45th pick 11 months later. You know, so it's like the new car. You drive it off the lot, it loses 20% of its value. So I don't know. But the most important thing, if I'm Carson Wentz, if at the end of this year I realize that it's over in Philly – and if I'm him, I'm probably hoping that it is, because it's just it's going to be too hard. But whatever. If at the end of the year that it appears that it's over, if I'm Carson Wentz, particularly when the cap is most likely going down significantly, and if it isn't, it's certainly not going up, I would be as good as I could to the acquiring team and to the Eagles to try to make it happen.
He's Peter King, Football Morning in America. It's must read every Monday morning, recapping what happened over the weekend in the NFL. Watching the Steelers last night, I was not surprised what I saw with Buffalo, but I'm starting to have more and more questions about a team that only has two losses this year. If you were going to describe the Steelers to somebody who didn't watch them last night, how would you describe them?
I mean, I hate to be cliche, but quite honestly, peaked too soon, okay? And, Dan, people are talking about this running game. Well, they got to get the running game going. Dan, over the last 2 months, this team has rushed for 54 yards per game. That's not 2 weeks. That's seven games.
Yeah.
And so this is not something – you know, I saw that, and I assume it's true, but I heard it on one of the shows over the weekend that Mike Tomlin put his team in pads on Friday, and now he's getting serious. They're going to get the running game going. I mean, good for Tomlin for doing that, really, honestly. But, you know, it's going to take more than the show of putting his team in pads to become a good running team. They're not a good running team, and that really exposes the most interesting thing that Ben Roethlisberger said in what I thought was a very honest post-game press conference. He said, we need to do better at being a more balanced offense. Defense plays pass if you can't run the ball. Okay, so you combine that with the leading team in the NFL in drops, and tell me, what can the Steelers do well on offense now? You simply cannot ask your defense to hold teams to the level of the 76 Steelers to say, okay, you got to hold everybody to 12 points a game or whatever that was. It was absurd that year. But you can't do that in modern football. And so that's why this is not, in my opinion, it's not just a slump with the Steelers. Look, they're lucky. They go to Cincinnati on Sunday. They'll get a little bit well. But the fact is, this team has to play the Colts in week 16 and has to play in Cleveland in week 17 in a game they might need. As absurd as it is, they have gone from a 98% chance in 7 days, a 98% chance to win their division, to if Cleveland wins tonight, it's an 81% chance.
Also factoring in with that defense, losing Devin Bush and Bud Dupree. So it was a formidable defense, but you're losing two of their three biggest impact players, or, you know, two of their four. The game tonight, you mentioned the Ravens and the Browns. How big a game is this?
Well, I mean, you know, look, the crazy thing is even though you don't want it to happen, the Browns can afford to lose this game, and they're still probably going to be a wild card team. But this is as close to a must game as you can get for Baltimore, if Baltimore wants to make the playoffs. Now, Baltimore could lose and win the last two games and probably get in, but still, the Ravens just have to start playing well, Dan. I mean, they have been so disjointed all year. This is a game for the Baltimore Ravens about playing well and getting momentum if they want to make anything of their season.
With what we've seen with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, they're just sort of hanging around. Hanging around.
I think they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
I really do. I didn't mean to interrupt your question, but the more I think of what we're seeing in the Packers. So, Dan, I had an item in my column this morning about how, you know, I was like so many people this offseason, all right? And I said, okay, the Packers are not going 13-3 again. Yeah. You know, they've got too many flaws, and they didn't do a thing about their receiver position. And I'm not saying I thought they were a fluke last year. I didn't, but I just thought they would come down to earth a little bit. So now they're on track to have the exact same record as last year. And here's the amazing thing that I wrote in my column, that if you look at since Matt LaFleur walked onto campus in Green Bay, regular season and postseason, best records in football, Andy Reid 27-5, Matt LaFleur 24-7. He's second. And so, I mean, what we're seeing now is a program. And as long as Aaron Rodgers is there, he's just the magic man. And as long as Aaron Rodgers is there, I think that he and Matt LaFleur have potential to make beautiful music. And I think Aaron Rodgers, after the game last night, Dan, I thought he said something really smart that I didn't even realize. I didn't know that since he's been there, they've never had home field through the playoffs. And they really want that. Fans or no fans, they want teams coming in to Green Bay on January 17th and on January 24th. In fact, I think they would love it if it was a primetime game on that divisional weekend, just so that it would be colder and hopefully the wind would be blowing sideways.
Well, also, you want to get a warm weather team, Tampa, maybe on the road. The Saints, yeah. A dome team, get them on the road as well.
Sure.
If Arizona, you know, whoever it might be who's going to go there. And I know we love to do a referendum every Monday on MVP. And as much as I've said it was Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes looked mortal yesterday.
Yeah.
And I still go back and I still believe it. There's nobody who's made the position look easier than Aaron Rodgers. To me, right. In the history of the game, he can make it look easier than anybody. That doesn't mean he's the MVP, but it feels like, you know, it's starting to lean a little bit more that way with what you've seen with Aaron Rodgers. If you were voting, like the criteria you would have for MVP is what, Pete?
I think it's the guy who is most invaluable to his team. That's what I think it is. That's what the most valuable player says to me. And hey, Dan, I've thought about this a lot, and I thought about it for a good 15 minutes last night. I sat in my office around 1 a.m. and I really just thought, what did I want to say about the MVP this morning? Because we're getting to the point where you're going to have to make a decision 3 weeks from now. And I wrote, I think the MVP is pretty close to a Mahomes-Rodgers toss-up. And that's how I see it. I think it's the MVP is going to be won in the last 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, it's. I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those guys. I was also wondering about Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, T.J. Watt could win it, but the most valuable defensive player in the game is Aaron Donald.
No, Aaron Donald and the other guy, I'll tell you what, Dan, that and I'd have a better argument for this if Miami won the game, but they didn't. But Xavien Howard is playing the position of cornerback the way Stephon Gilmore played it last year. And Gilmore won Defensive Player of the Year last year. Now, I am with you. I think one of the most amazing things about Aaron Donald is most of the time, He's an interior defensive lineman getting stuck in traffic, having a cluttered path to the quarterback at all times. Dan, in the last 45 games, he's got 45 and a half sacks. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
But how many people have you covered, Pete, where I said he disrupts an entire offense? T.J. Watt, I have to account for him.
Yeah.
I mean, J.J. at his peak was great, but, you know, I go back to Lawrence Taylor.
I don't know. J.J. Watt, I'll tell you this, Dan. J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald are similarly disruptive. I'm not going to sit here and say Aaron Donald's better than J.J. Watt at his prime. I mean, in his prime, he had some of the greatest games a defensive player has ever had. So, and again, if Aaron Donald does it longer than J.J. Watt did, then I'll take my hat off to him. But think of this, Dan. This is the Defensive Player of the Year award is 50 years old this year. Okay. No one has ever won it more than three times. Lawrence Taylor won it three times. J.J. Watt won it three times. Aaron Donald, if he wins this year, that would be his third win. He'd be 29 years old. After 7 years in the NFL, I think that, I mean, you know, if you go to Vegas and bet what are the odds he's going to win a fourth one, put me on the over-under side, I'll take more than three. Let's just say that.
We asked this last week. I think Paulie or McLovin brought it up, that if you could start your defense with any player in history. And I just said Lawrence Taylor was something I had never seen. I still haven't seen Lawrence Taylor, like somebody who can emulate what he does. You know, Mean Joe Green and Reggie White, and, you know, we can go down the list of Dion was wonderful. Lawrence Taylor, I saw fear. I saw fear on a football field when Lawrence Taylor was going in to sack Ken O'Brien in a preseason game. I truly saw fear. I would start with Lawrence Taylor. Who would be your pick?
I'll tell you, Lawrence Taylor, I would have a nod to Deacon Jones, but that was a different time, a different era. The head slap, all the other stuff you could do way back when. Dick Butkus as a middle linebacker had 18 sacks in a season. He was unbelievably good. But I think in today's game, I would take the interior disruptor.
Oh.
Okay. And because I think the interior disruptor is so much harder to find than anybody else, even though I agree with you. Hey, Dan, the great thing about Lawrence Taylor, in my opinion, is that when he was hurt, he would do things. I saw him play with a torn pectoral, which is impossible, with his arm wrapped up, you know, on his chest, like with a huge ace bandage. And I saw him batter the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome one night. This guy was just not normal. And I have great admiration for him. That's a tough question. I'd have to think about it, but I think I'd take the internal disruptor like an Aaron Donald.
Great stuff as always, Pete. The column is must read. It's Monday Morning Quarterback.
You did it again. You did it again. But that's okay, Dan. I love you. And hey, Monday Morning Quarterback is where it all began.
That's true.
And I did it for 21 years, and it was the great time of my life. It still is. But Football Morning in America. And Dan, one last thing.
Yes.
I do want to tell you, please take 5 minutes today to read the section of my column about contact tracing. And how I believe, anyway, it's kind of saving the NFL season.
NBCSports.com, Football Morning in America. Thank you, Pete, as always.
Okay, all the best, Dan. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change, things change, people change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
I don't know if most people know, Sal Palantonio served 5 years in the United States Navy from 1978 to 1983. And I was talking about Army-Navy here, Sal. I am so patriotic when I, like, that atmosphere is just wonderful. Did you ever attend Army-Navy game?
Many times in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. I was there. I was there with the Secretary of Defense and my wife. We hung out with his wife and family at the 50-yard line. It's a great, great event. It's great fun. But I'll just say this, and I love Navy. Obviously, root for Navy. Navy needs to take a timeout, a double reverse that results in a safety. Dan. Let's go chase some submarines for a while or do something. Come on.
You were awarded the service medal, I believe. Is that right? 1981. So supervising the rescue of Vietnamese refugees in the South China Sea. Explain the award and what happened.
It's the United Nations Meritorious Service Award given to me and my shipmates on the USS Olette. And we were in the South China Sea, and our mission was to find Vietnamese refugees that were being preyed upon by pirates at sea. Pirates would have board their boats and take them and force them into servitude on the high seas. So we rescued them, many of them, many hundreds of them, and brought them to the United Nations Refugee Center in Singapore. We ferried them from the South China Sea back and forth. It was a huge mission. I was a part of it, helped supervise it on my ship, and every one of us on the ship was awarded that medal. Many of us were.
Ever get nervous?
No. I mean, you know, you're trained at sea to be underway, and no, never did. You know, and as an officer, so I was a surface warfare officer, so I was an officer of the deck, underway, Indian Ocean, Pacific, South Pacific. It was a fabulous experience to be among great men and women in the American Armed Forces for 5 years, to serve alongside them, be part of a peacekeeping missions. I was lucky, Dan, I never served during wartime. That's the goal of anybody who serves in the military, is to serve during peacetime. And I was one of the lucky ones, for sure.
And then you come back, and then all of a sudden, how do you get into the media after being in the military?
I had already had a master's degree in journalism from NYU when I joined the military. I joined the military because it was a family tradition. My uncle Tony, who was my godfather, was in submarine service in the North Sea during World War II. My uncle Sal, who I'm named after, was a Marine in the Korean War. So all of my dad's brothers and my mom's brothers served in either the Navy, Army, or the Marine Corps. My dad, however, did not serve because, God rest his soul, he was 4F'd because he had cataracts at birth. And so it was it was a sad situation for him. He really wanted to serve. And so it really was up to me as his oldest son. And, you know, I joined at the height of the anti-Vietnam War effort. So it was not in vogue to come out of college and go join the service, but that's what I did.
I had an uncle who lied, and he joined the Army at 16. And
which war?
He was in the Korean War.
Yeah, the Korean War was no joke.
And he was in battle. I mean, it affected him the rest of his life. Yeah. He got frostbite, and he would always have white socks on every time I would see him. And, like, I can't imagine the horrors of war at any age. And he was 16. He lied to get into the Army, and he saw a lot of battle, a lot of stuff. And we were never allowed to bring it up.
Right. So he survived and had a whole life after that, Dan?
Yeah, not a long life, but he had a life after that. But yeah, he was in one of the bloodier battles.
What was his name?
Last name was Miller. Tom Miller. Yeah. But
my father-in-law served in the Marine Corps in Korea and was in the last great amphibious assault of the U.S. military at Incheon, and survived that assault. And we were never allowed to talk to him about it.
Yeah. All right. I got sidetracked there, but the ESPN national correspondent, primarily covering the NFL matchup host. And I don't know what to make of what Doug Peterson said after yesterday's win here, Sal. So can you interpret what Doug Peterson is saying about who is going to be a starting quarterback next week against Arizona?
I think it's difficult to interpret, but one of the things that I learned very early on as a reporter, and I learned it from some of my mentors, is don't pay attention to what coaches say. Coaches lie all the time. Pay attention to what they do. And so I don't put a lot of stock in press conferences. Press conferences are good for copy and, you know, talk shows and all that stuff. That's all good. And of course, we want to pay attention to what they say, and they sometimes create controversy. But at the end of the day, pay attention to what happened in the game and the decision that was made. And for whatever reason, whether, and I saw what Peter King said to you about the fact that everybody's walking on eggshells because of Carson Wentz. I think there's part that that's partly true. I think, and I love Carson Wentz, and everybody in that building does. And Carson Wentz is a tough guy and a hard worker and a good teammate. You'll never hear me say a bad word about him. But I said 3 weeks ago, it was time for him to get benched like Donovan McNabb did in 2008. A little timeout. Now, Kevin Cobb came in and, of course, did not display any kind of talent worthy of keeping him in. The obvious big gamble here is Jalen Hurts would do what Jalen Hurts did yesterday. And let's be clear about something. Let's be very clear about something. Jalen Hurts won the game. The reason why the Eagles won the game was because Jalen Hurts. I want you to look. You look at the roster and the starting lineup of the Saints. Kamara, Sanders, Cook, Michael Thomas, this young man, Traquan Smith. You go on the defensive side of the ball. Cameron Jordan, Quan Alexander, Demaryius Davis, Janoris Jenkins, Malcolm Jenkins, Marshawn Lattimore, just to name a half a dozen on each side of the ball. Dan, name one Philadelphia Eagle that starts on that New Orleans Saints team. Give me one. I can't come up with one.
Maybe Jalen Hurts over Taysom Hill.
Well, maybe.
That might be about it.
So, I mean, if you're looking for a reason why the Eagles won the game, it's because of the performance of Jalen Hurts. And, you know, the biggest thing that's out there now is that the offensive line performed better for Jalen Hurts than, well, come on. You know, the Eagles were number one in sacks, and Jalen Hurts was not sacked yesterday in the game. And our stats department just put this out moments ago. Jalen Hurts was pressured 14 times on Sunday. Of those, Dan, the Eagles gained 82 yards on those plays, and he took no negative plays on the 14 pressures.
How much does management have to see of Jalen Hurts before they realize what they have, one way or another?
No one has said for management what they think at this point. We're going to find out basically when they take action on Hurts and or Carson Wentz. But this idea that you're going to just trade Carson Wentz, I realize it's a good poll to have, but I mean, you know, Frank Reich is not a stupid man. Chris Ballard is not a stupid man. The Indianapolis Colts are a well-run organization. He's turned that organization around. He loses Andrew Luck, goes through one quarterback. They get Phillip Rivers, and voila, they don't have a weakness on that Colts team right now that I can see. So they're not dumb. They realize that the better Hurts plays, the less value Wentz has. We can establish that, right? That's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that may be part of the reason why they're play acting by not pumping up Jalen Hurts' performance. But come on, who's zooming who here? Let's keep it real. Everybody can see what's going on. You plug in the tape, you know that Jalen Hurts looked like everybody else was standing still at times yesterday.
Yeah, he lifted. Like you could tell, even at the latter part of the Green Bay game, I saw something, like it was tangible there of a team that was like, whoa, wait a minute here. And then it carried over against, you could say, the best defense certainly in the NFC with the Saints. That's what was impressive. That got my attention, that this wasn't against the Bengals. This was against the New Orleans Saints. And at times I was thinking, do they have a game plan? Did they have a game plan for Jalen Hurts? Because it didn't feel like they had one.
Prior to that game, Sean Payton owned the Eagles. He was 6-2 against the Eagles. Doug Peterson was 0-2 against Sean Payton before that game. Yeah. I've covered a lot of these games where I saw the Eagles get waxed by the Saints. Absolutely demoralized. And here Jalen Hurts comes in. And like you said, he energized the whole team. That was actually a note I was looking for in my notebook last night. I found it. That Hurts has lifted the energy of everybody on the team. Everybody is just playing at a different level. They're not looking at their shoes anymore on the field.
It's good to
talk. What is the game? What's the game plan going forward? I mean, everybody wants to hit the fast forward button, Dan, and I don't have an answer for it. I mean, but just hold off the idea of it's going to be real easy to trade Carson Wentz. And those people who want to keep Wentz and trade Jalen Hurts, those people need to go live in Maryland. Because it's not going to, that would be a very difficult sell to this fan base.
Handicap the NFC East the rest of the year. Who wins this division?
Well, Washington has really, you know, they were a good team that first week. I saw them beat the Eagles up in the second half. Chase Young and that front four, super active, great front four. But if they don't have a healthy Alex Smith, they're gonna limp to the finish. Beginning against Seattle this week, I'm covering that game at FedEx. I want to see, after they've been on the road at Pittsburgh and at San Francisco, how they respond in this game against Seattle. The Giants have a quarterback problem. The Giants have a quarterback problem because Colt McCoy was playing very well, and he put Daniel Jones in there as well. He should. He's coming back from injury. But McCoy played a lot better than people think when you plug in the tape and you look at it. I thought he played smart. He was accurate with the football, and he took care of it for the most part. The Eagles have to get super lucky, and they need help.
Good to talk to you again, Sal. We appreciate your time as always, and hope to talk to you again.
Happy holidays, Dan. Thanks for having me
on the
show. Thank you,
buddy. That's Sal Palantonio, ESPN national correspondent, primarily covering the NFL matchup host.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's an annual tradition, of course, cutting down the Christmas tree. And yesterday afternoon, my wife always goes, hey, we're going to go get the tree. I know you want to watch Army-Navy Saturday. I don't want to interrupt that. We're going to do it on Sunday. I go, well, can we do it Sunday morning? The NFL's on. Yeah, but you didn't say that there was a game you wanted to watch. I thought you said you wanted to watch the game at night. I said, I want to watch him all day and all night, I think is what I said. Oh, well, I told the girls that we're going to go in the afternoon. So at 2 o'clock, right in the middle of everything, I get all dressed up as only I can. And we go and chop down the tree. Still one of the more amazing marketing approaches. We're going to charge you more for you to go cut down the tree. It's like, we'll charge you more for you to go pick apples. And we buy into it, literally. And what happens is, it always sounds like everybody wants to cut down the tree. And as it turns out, I'm usually the one that ends up doing all the heavy lifting. I get under there, I'm Paul Bunyan. And then I got to bag it. You know, I got to wrap it up and then drag it over to get it bagged up and then put it on top of the car and then take it home and then lug it in. And then you try to put it up, make it straight. It's not straight, Dad. And then I twist it a little bit. Clockwise. And I go, clockwise. I'm underneath this damn thing. Clockwise. And no, not that way. And then we finally get, we got to put the star on top. So then I got to get a ladder, put the star on top. So it was around, I don't know, 6 o'clock when we're done. And then I got to kind of play.
6 o'clock?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, we have to go get garland. We have to go get wreaths. And, you know, and then I'm trying to make jokes like Aretha Franklin would be a great name for a wreath. Or Reese Witherspoon would be a good one. And, I mean, I'm trying to have fun. They have wine samples, so I'm trying to do some shots of wine. But we got the tree in. I said, I'm not decorating. Not tonight. Not going to do it. And so I got that this afternoon. Yeah, later this afternoon. I get to decorate the tree. Yeah, Seton.
Were you hanging out with the host of College Game Day?
Reith Davis?
There you go.
My daughters don't think I'm funny. My wife doesn't either, by the way, but I would be like, do you have the Aretha Franklin? And the woman would be like, no, I don't think so. I said, okay.
Do you think it's because it's the seventh straight year she's heard that joke from you?
I go, well, what about the Reese Witherspoon? And then she goes, okay, I get that. That's kind of funny. Yes, Paulie.
But did you, were you able to get that one nice picture that makes it look like you had a beautiful, lovely day with your family as opposed to arguing, yelling, and uncomfortableness?
No, the picture I showed you is me under the tree. I've got my pajamas on, and I got a Dan Patrick sweatshirt on, and I'm under there sawing down this monstrous tree.
Bring your own saw, or did some 14-year-old kid give you one?
No, no, they give you one. Yeah, they give you one. And, it's quite the experience. It really is. It's quite the experience. And I say, you know, my wife goes, well, it's fun. We could do it together. We get to go chop down the tree. I go, I chop down the tree. Like, how about we have a bonding experience where we just go to the place, to the tree farm, and then we buy one who somebody chopped it down. That's still bonding because me getting under this tree and spending 30 minutes chopping it down, it's just me under the tree. There's no bonding there. Yeah, see.
That's when, like, 4 or 5 years ago, whenever I moved into the house I live in now, my wife sent my son and I to go get the tree. Mm-hmm. And I came back with one that was like 10 feet tall. It didn't even fit in the room. Damn it, it was the best tree we ever had. It was gigantic. And I sent her a picture. She was working at the time. And I sent her a picture of it. She was like, what the hell is this thing? A Christmas tree, babe.
It's like Yao Ming walks into a room and he has to duck. And that your Christmas tree is ducking because it's gone all the way to the ceiling. Yes, Paulie.
I got the opposite seat, and this year I went with my two daughters and was tasked to get the tree. And I got the one that was ignored over to the side that was about 5 feet, 2 inches. Mm. And I brought it back, and she's like, what is this? Were they all out? I'm like, no, they weren't all out. She goes, what, were you trying to save money? I'm like, no, I felt bad for the tree. She goes, you felt bad? But the picture we took 3 minutes later, we look like we're having a grand old time.
But, Paulie, I'm with you. My daughters go, Dad, are you getting emotional? Because I always feel bad for these trees that aren't going to get cut down.
People walk right by them.
Yes. Or we saw one that was chopped down and left. And I went, that is tragic. And my daughters know that it bums me out where I go, that tree is not going to get a Christmas. Yes, Todd.
I love that because that's just like the Charlie Brown Christmas where he was sent. They thought he was going to bring back some big fancy tree and it brought him this, you know, weak one. But then they were able to somehow salvage it and decorate it. And he did a good thing because that was just an ignored old, like just bad looking tree.
I don't think you should be involved in this conversation because you have not gotten a tree. Not,
so I got this
not
giant menorah, but the menorah wouldn't fit.
Yeah, but you don't put up the tree, you don't take down the tree, you don't decorate the tree.
Well,
the
if you have a supermodel come in here, then
the only time that you've ever been involved in a Christmas tree was when Chrissy Teigen came in wearing her elf outfit, her skirt.
I took significant interest in the whole
Christmas.
She
climbed
holiday.
Up the ladder. And Todd, of course, was decorating at the bottom of the tree.
Well, it looked like it was shaking as she was going to fall. I said, someone's going to hold the base.
Betsy quickly converted and then jumped right in.
I did. I called my local rabbi and explained the situation. He gave me a weekend pass.
Yeah. We hid the Hanukkah decorations when Chrissy Teigen came.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. Game.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment can clean your system and help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, you can get 2 bottles for only $9.99. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't think it's a surprise. Sometimes there is the surprise element of shock involved in something, but Cleveland Indians, and I remember reading a column that Terry Pluto wrote back in, I think, July, where he said, it's probably going to happen where the Indians are going to change their nickname, but probably won't happen till 2022. And the great columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Terry Pluto, joining us. Why do you think we moved up the time frame here, Terry?
Well, I don't necessarily think they're going to be having a new name in 21.
Okay.
You know, whether they decide to, you know, be the Cleveland Blanks or they're going to stay with the Indians. I know in July the original plan was to have like one last year with the Indians, you know, sell stuff, all that kind of thing. And also, as a top executive told me, Dan, you know, this is easy to say, okay, we're not going to be the Indians. It's hard to say, well, what are you going to be? I mean, I just got, how about the walleyes? That just came in. You feel strongly about fish?
What about tribe?
Oh, no, nothing to do with the Native American. They want to get as far away from that as they
okay.
can.
Okay, all right.
I love tribe. In fact, I often call them my story, the tribe, far more than the Indians. Long time ago. The book's so old, it's not really a big plug. I wrote a book called Our Tribe, and how basically it's how the Indians were like a second family to my dad and I growing up. And he talked about Bob Feller like he talked about Uncle Myron. And that's how I think the feeling is when you are in a, you know, we have a close association with the team. It's kind of like a tribe that goes across, well, what I love about sports, racial lines and everything else.
But also we see what's happening with Washington and the football sure. team and Daniel Snyder, and I understand what he's doing, I guess. Could you see the Cleveland baseball team as a possibility, sort of a stopgap or Band-Aid, or kind of ride this out? It feels like Daniel Snyder's like, all right, you want me to change it? How about that? I'm going to change it to that. I mean, I always see the revenue stream here with Terry. Terry, that you're like, we'll get a new nickname and we got all brand new revenue stream here.
Yeah, that would be the idea a year from now, but I'm not sure the Cleveland baseball team is going to sell a lot of sweatshirts. I could be wrong, but that doesn't do it for me. I know this. In July, when I wrote the story that it was not going to be till 22, the plan at that point was for them to be the last year with the Indians. In the same year, like they had like kind of one last go around with Chief Wahoo. So that was the plan. It could change. You know, things have been really subject to that. But the moment, Dan, the moment they came out and said, we're thinking about changing the name, I don't know why people are surprised. It was done. You don't come out and say that. Say, never mind. We're not going to do that. You know, we're gonna go back. I thought we'd go back to the old 1948 logo, which was really reprehensible. No, they're not going to do that. So it's just a matter of what. And I think that is really their big, you know, discussion area. And on top of it, you know, right now the Indians are in a major budget cutting thing.
It's really funny, though, in Cleveland. It's like the Indians are held to this higher standard than the other franchises with the fans. You know, last 8 years, they've had winning records, gone to playoffs 5 times, but they're cheap.
But are we looking at the Braves now, the Chiefs, the Blackhawks? Is it going to be college? Is it high school? Like the trickle down, does it start with the Cleveland Indians?
I mean, that could be the next. You know, the first column I wrote about Chief Wahoo was 1996, where I was against getting rid of, I was for changing the logo, but keeping the name. Because I've been out west a lot, especially at the Wind River Indian Reservation, which is what it's called. And then back then, and for many years, they had a paper from USA Today called Indian Country Today. Indian was not considered that pejorative a term. You know, Redskins always was, but Indian wasn't. But they did not like the logo. And so I always kind of based my thing on that. Granted, boy, there's a real in-depth poll. I get it. But in terms of just common sense, but now, I mean, truthfully, as you said, it could go into anything that, you know, Florida State, I just saw them playing basketball the other day with that big logo on the floor. I thought the same thing you did, Dan. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's one of those things, I guess, because I grew up with it, you know, I feel for it. But I was really down on the logo for years. What I wanted them to do was actually hire like 4 or 5 top of the Native American artists, have them do a rendering of it, have a big contest, and, you know, money get tossed around. I think people would have liked that. Now, I'll tell you, it is wide open. What's your idea? What do you want to name? You're from Dayton, right? You're from Ohio.
Oh, I don't know. The Cleveland Buckeyes. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, that was a Negro League team.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Some people don't like it because it fouls with Ohio State.
Yeah.
You know, your marketing brand there.
I don't
like the Spiders. Everybody wants the Spiders.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. They have a lobbying group going, you know, the Cleveland Spiders, which the last time there were the Spiders, they were just awful. So
that's back in 1899 Cleveland Spiders.
Yeah, I covered them. They really had some nice guys, but they just couldn't play, you know. It was really bad at the end. They actually did bring in this bellhop when they said he could pitch because they were running out of pitchers or on the road somewhere and found out he pitched like a bellhop.
How big of an issue is this locally?
Big. It's a big deal.
A lot of fans, I'm sure, don't want change.
Yes.
But are they a vocal group? Is it a large group that doesn't want it?
Yeah. How much is it going to hurt the attendance or whatever? I don't know. But in terms of, first of all, it strikes me that most of the fans of the baseball team tend to be older. And I think some of the demographics have shown that other places. So one, they're used to what, you know, you and I are a little older. We're used to what we're used to. And change sometimes doesn't do it for us. And thirdly, like a lot of them like the tribe or that. I think they weren't thrilled about the logo, but the name thing has really kind of rocked them. And they feel that it's being pressured, you know, from Manfred and the league office to everything that's going on in the world right now. And now they want to take away the team's name and call it, who knows?
Yeah, but I go back to the Chicago Blackhawks. I think it's maybe the finest looking, like it's gorgeous. That logo is beautiful. And if you do it in conjunction, I agree with you. If I look at the Braves and the Indians, that's a threatening looking caricature. I mean, it's not flattering at all if I was Native American. And I think if you do it in a regal way, in conjunction with some Native American artists, then you probably could have circumvented this a long time ago, Terry.
Hopefully, although, it all depends where we are politically on stuff. But I'm with you, Dan. And I always thought, too, that, hey, get some money involved here. As I said, you have those renderings of that, and, you know, say the guy that won it is from the Lakota. So, by the way, that's one of the things when you're out west, you discover that the identity is your tribe, you know, the Arapaho, the Lakota, the Shawnee, whatever. That, you know, that tribe gets a piece of the action from whoever won this. I just think it could have been fun, but they just decided that's it. And in the middle of this year, the other thing they were worried about, and the Washington had this, was a lot of the corporate sponsors, remember, went after them. And it's not like Cleveland's got a ton of corporate sponsors of Fortune 500 companies to begin with. And I think they didn't want their sponsors feeling a lot of pressure to push towards this. So they wanted to get out in front of it.
Yeah. But you think this is your last year enjoying the artist formerly known as the Cleveland Indians?
Yes, unless they decide to make him the Cleveland Blanks, which I hope they don't do that.
Terry, good to talk to you as always. Keep stirring it up. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Dan.
That's Terry Pluto, columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.